You are tuned into The Burrow on CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And we are going to start out the show this week with some edifying material called The Cross.
Black day, stormy night, no love, no hope in sight. Don't cry, for he's coming. Don't die without knowing the cross. Sweet song of salvation, a pregnant mother sings. She lives in starvation. Her children need all that she brings. Flowers to the left of us, ghettos to the right. There'll be bread for all of us if we can just bear the cross. We all have our problems. Some are big, some are small. Soon all of our problems will be taken by the cross. Black day, stormy night. No love, no hope in sight. Don't cry, for he's coming, don't die without knowing the cross.
Thank you.
Tortoise, Chicago's very own Tortoise, has a new record coming out. First one since 2009, and it's called The Catastrophist. It's out on Thrill Jockey Records, coming out on the 22nd, so this Friday. All of you throwback post-rock fans, get excited. That track was the closer of the record, called At Odds With Logic, which is, I would imagine, that the purpose of most Tortoise records and spin-offs of various projects of the members of that group. Before Tortoise, had a lovely piano piece from German krautrock experimental legends, Faust, from a collection of their BBC sessions. So the recording was done around 1988, and it's a song called, a version of a song called Mare, M-E-E-R, which is ocean in German. Very lovely. That followed the opener to the show this week, which was a track called The Cross by Bonnie Prince Billy, who has a new record coming out, compiling his John Peel sessions over the years. I'm a big fan of John Peel sessions. I think they're wonderful. One of my obsessions is going back and listening to old groups doing those sessions back in the 80s and 90s and whatnot. And Bonnie Prince Billy is putting out a collection of his Peel sessions. And that song that opened the program was called The Cross, and it's actually a cover of a Prince song from apparently Prince's debut record. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, and this program is called The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto, here every week, Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The next set going to be post-punk flavored, starting industrially, ending garage-esque. Anyhow, Pop 1280, a group signed to Sacred Bones Records, have a new album called Pyramids. I'm going to play a track called Rain Song. This album, it's much more synthetic. I'm going to use the word synthetic as in they rely more heavily on synths on this record than they have at times in the past. Pop 1280 is a group from New York. The song is called Rain Song here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9.
challenge. People drive themselves crazy trying to beat it, sitting in front of their television for days, frying their brains. I mean, it's the whole point, isn't it? Keeping glued to the tube. Listen, you want my best advice? Don't play this game.
What is that, a destination? Yo!
Lovely. That was the Flesh Eaters from their 1978 debut single / EP, Disintegration Nation. Flesh Eaters, one of the terrific rockabilly punk groups of the late 70s, early 80s from Los Angeles, the city of angels. This is The Burrow on CITR 11.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Birthday Party was also part of that set. Mr. Clarinet, which was on a CD, so a reissue CD called Hee Haw that came out. Yes, and it has a donkey on the cover. The tracks on the CD are not, they weren't originally made as a full record, but these are early recordings from The Birthday Party, and they kind of compiled them all together into Hee Haw, which, as far as my education of The Birthday Party went, ends up serving as their debut record, then followed, of course, by the actual full lengths, Prayers on Fire and Junkyard, and then another collection of scattered works before they crashed and burned, which was just simply called the Bad Seed EP. Of course, Nick Cave would then move on to make The Bad Seeds. The Birthday Party, one of my all-time favorites, and Mr. Clarinet was, in fact, the first song I'd ever heard by the group, and You're Never Quite the Same Again. Pop 1280 opened the set. They are from New York. New record called Pyramids is on Sacred Bones, and the track we heard was called Rain Song. On the other side of these messages, we are going to hear from Milk Lines, as I have been pushed many times by Chris Horrific. Finally, we have received Milk Lines. Their record is called Ceramic, and I'm going to play a song called Another Breed. Yes, much later than Chris Horrific and the Parts Unknown show got to it. But better late than never.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Each year, a number of UBC students, staff, and faculty consider suicide. Learn how to help. Reaching out early and preventing suicide requires the help of everyone in the UBC community. So on Wednesday, January 27th, get involved with UBC Suicide Awareness Day. Find out what you can do to help prevent suicide and to combat the stigma surrounding it. Spread the word and show the world that no one is ever alone by wearing orange to raise awareness. For more information about suicide awareness, or for help if you or someone you know is considering suicide, visit thrive.ubc.ca.
Thank you.
feel my skin ripping from limb to limb. That's the message being delivered by Seattle's Casual Hex. I have an EP of sorts out called Sex Cells. Cells, C-E-L-L-S. Sex Cells. Casual Hex, as I said, from Seattle. Going to be here in Vancouver in a week or so, end of January, on January 30th. And I should also mention that a part of that show, Vats, also from Seattle, will be here in town. Friend of the program, Vats. And they're going to swing by the next afternoon, Sunday afternoon, January 31st, for a live set here in the studio at CITR 11.9 FM, which is the radio station that you happen to be tuned into right now, whether it be at 101.9 or CITR.ca around the world. This program is called The Burrow, on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. For Casual Hex was Milk Lines, who I've been pushed to discover and consume by the Parts Unknown host, Parts Unknown, my neighboring program. Chris Riffick has told me about Milk Lines over the past few months, and finally we got it here at the station, and it is very good. They're a duo out of Montreal, and they have a record called Ceramic. I played the track called Another Breed. Let's get into some black metal, shall we? Kralis is a group from New York who have a new EP coming out. It's three tracks, and apparently originally it was meant as a split. They were going to do a split with another group called Ecstasis, but it seems like they're releasing it on their own now, and it's called Hyperion, coming out in a week or so. They also came out with a full-length last year called Yghur, Y-G-G-H-U-U-R. I don't know the mythology behind that. I'm sure it's fascinating. Anyhow, Yghur was a much more stripped-down approach. Or not really stripped-down, but the songs were a little bit tighter. So it was six tracks, as usual, but typically they're track lengths tend to be 9 to 15 minutes or so. Very encompassing or engrossing music. Yghur, however, so the first track is 3 minutes. Final track is about 5.5 minutes. But the four tracks in between are all exactly 6 minutes and 41 seconds long. And I was looking at this and I was just blown away. I don't understand. It's very interesting. I don't know what the composition behind the tracks were, but it has to have been planned that way. Hopefully, I'm going to discover the answer to this question, because Kralis, other than putting out Hyperion in the very near future, I am hoping to set up an interview with the group, which I would like to get done sometime this week, hopefully to have an interview ready for the show next week. Either way, very near future, hoping to get an interview with the members of Kralis, and I will certainly look to find out the significance of 6 minutes and 41 seconds long songs. We're going to listen to one of those from Yghur, the song called Over Spirit by Kralis, New York's own Kralis, here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Kralis with Over Spirit off of last year's Ig Her. A little intense, but Kralis, honestly, one of the best metal acts that I've found over the last few years. As I said before, very engrossing and just... You really get lost in some of these songs, depending on how you want to look at it. I'm sure they have epics that they draw and want it to be, but it can also be very simple, very cerebral. They're from New York, hoping to get an interview with them on the program in the near future, and they're coming out with a three-track record called Hyperion, at the end of this month. Right now we're listening to Phantom Head Trip, who is a producer from Vancouver, and is going to be playing along with Crawling Human at Selectors Records this Saturday. Should be a good show. We're going to hear a bit more of this, listen to a few messages, and then get back to close out the program with some more experimental metal pieces. Thantafaxath from Toronto, and then I'm going to close out the show with Gorguts, who have a record from 2000 called Obscura, which is an underground cult classics of sorts. And it took me a while after listening to it to come to an appreciation of it, but it is so jarring and so discomforting and shocking at times that I tend to agree on a lot of counts that Gorguts Obscura is in fact a terrific unique essence. Anyhow, listen to some more Phantom Head Trip, and then close out with Thantafaxath and Gorguts, some Canadian metal. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you all for listening. Jade, with a little bit of soul, not able to make it in today, so we're going to hear a repeat of her episode from last week after the show. Again, thanks all for listening. Stay tuned. CITR 101.9 FM.
This Saturday, January 23rd, Party Well presents UBC's biggest fundraising party ever, FutureFest 2.0. 100% of the proceeds fund the construction of wells in Ethiopia through charity Water. There will be an epic lineup and holograms made by UBC students. Happening at 8:30 p.m. in the Great Hall of the Nest, come get your tickets from the Party Well fam or online while they last, so you can have the time of your life while helping save a life. Check out Party Well on Facebook for all the information.
It's only a dream. Power Chord. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.